with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump has avoided jail and fines with a sentence in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The way has been cleared for Trump to return to the White House this month without the threat of time behind bars or probation. A judge here in New York sentenced the president-elect on his conviction of 34 felony counts for falsifying business records. No penalties were handed down. But Trump now wears the label of convicted felon. Writing on social media, he called the sentencing hearing a despicable charade and said his legal team would appeal. Outside the criminal court building, Greg Clugston, New York.
As Americans continue to lift up in prayers for the hundreds of thousands of California wildfire victims, the newly reelected Speaker of the House says Congress will be wise to also return to God. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says lawmakers would benefit from praying for guidance.
Some people say that's a controversial notion. It's really not. That is the history of our nation. In times of great challenge, our previous generations of leaders, certainly the founders of this country, went to their knees in prayer. They sought God's guidance. They knew that the problems and the challenges were greater than they themselves, and they needed a higher authority, and they needed guidance that makes us one nation under God, and a nation that God has so blessed.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations nationwide this weekend, and also starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. At least 10 people are now known dead in the Southern California wildfires. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 696 points. The NASDAQ dropped 317. This is SRN News. Would you let a robot write your sermon?
Most pastors say no. What we're really talking about, of course, is artificial intelligence. A new report from the Barna Group finds nearly 90% of clergymen would feel uncomfortable using AI in the process of constructing their weekly sermon. However, 88% would have no problem with using it to design graphics for the church, and about 80% would use AI to, quote, assist with marketing and marketing materials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Poland. Authorities are trying to track down the person who painted graffiti on a memorial for those who were deported to concentration camps from the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. Writing on social media, Israel's ambassador to Poland, Jacob Levine, says shameful vandalism. Poland has a special responsibility to protect Jewish and Holocaust sites. This is SRN News. Israel hits Houthi military targets in Yemen. BBC correspondent Jonah Fisher reports.
Israel says it struck the ports of Hodeidah and Ras Isa several times, as well as a power station at Hezyas, on the outskirts of the Yemeni capital Sana'a. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Houthis, a rebel group backed by Iran, were being punished for their repeated attacks on Israel. Since the war in Gaza started in October 2023, the Houthis have regularly fired missiles and drones at Israel. The vast majority of them have been intercepted before reaching their target.
Houthi-controlled media reported three people were injured in the attack. Israel's attacks came a day after the Iranian-backed Houthis fired drones at Israel in the latest of their escalating attacks. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.